Hello and welcome to Rory St. John's This Day in History. I'm Rory St. John and this is WHRW Binghamton. On July 10th, 1925, in Dayton, Tennessee, the so-called monkey trial begins with John Thomas Scopes, a young high school science teacher accused of teaching evolution in violation of a Tennessee state law.
Well, Mr. Scopes.
Yes?
I don't really think that humans evolved from monkeys. They don't look the same to me. I've got this monkey here and this human here, and they don't look too much alike.
Well, here's the thing. I've been reading this book here. I'm sure it says something about monkeys evolving.
Let me see that book.
Here you are.
Just as I thought. An unreadable mash of dark shapes. This book contains nothing useful.
What do you mean? That's a book on evolution by Charles Darwin that explains the whole thing.
Yeah, sure. You keep telling yourself that. I'm looking through it with my glasses here, and all I can see is unreadable mishmash.
Oh, no. Science has been set back hundreds of years because you haven't checked your glasses prescription and can't read the book.
Order in the court. Will someone please try to read this book?
Give it to the monkey.
Here, monkey, take this book.
What's it say?
And thus, all natural science, as evidenced by the fossil chain and by the similarity of organs on both the monkeys and humans, thereby indicates that humans did evolve, as I use the word, from monkeys in the past. There you are, Your Honor.
And so this case is decided.
Sadly, while the evolutionary side did win the trial, that monkey was completely making that up. He was a very, very bad monkey. If only everyone present had had their glasses prescription checked regularly and updated their prescriptions, they would have been able to read it for themselves and would have had correct evolution instead of bogus, nonsense monkey evolution. Make sure to get your glasses updated if you have glasses, and if you don't and things look blurry, you know, get some glasses or something. The point is, this is This Day in History on WHRW Binghamton.